And to provide that update, we've got Mike Vogel of washcaps.com. So, Vogues, what do we know?
I mean, you just kind of said everything right there, Grant. I mean, he obviously collided with Jack McBain last night about 5 minutes into the third period. And for me, like, when I see him go down like that and he doesn't get up right away, I'm worried kind of immediately. He's not the kind of guy who's ever been, I'm trying to draw a call here, I'm going to lay down and turtle a little bit and see if we can get a power play. He's never been that guy. So when he doesn't get up right away, you know, my spidey senses are up a little bit. It doesn't look good, but then he gets up on his feet and he goes to the bench kind of on his own power. You're a little hopeful at that point. So, I mean, that's kind of where I'm hanging my hope. He didn't have to get helped off. He didn't have to get stretchered off. We know it's a lower leg injury, and he's week to week, and hopefully we learn more tomorrow when the local team doctors have a look at him, and maybe we get a prognosis, a clearer prognosis then.
Yeah, folks, that's where I was going. What's the next step here? Who's got to look at what, and when are we going to know anything?
Yeah, I think, you know, they said he's going to be examined by the team doctors tomorrow. We just landed maybe an hour ago. I just actually got home here in Alexandria a few minutes ago. So, you know, he's hobbling around. He was on crutches, but I think, you know, he'll get examined tomorrow, and we'll see what they say at that point, and hopefully the team will illuminate us a little bit on what the maybe a clearer prognosis. I mean, week to week is kind of vague, but it doesn't look to me. I mean, typically we've seen some MCL, ACL type things with our players, and those guys typically don't get up. They don't go off on their own. So I'm hopeful that. That it's not, you know, but again, it's right now, nobody knows anything. No, nobody besides, you know, Ovi and whomever looked at him last night, really.
Mike Vogel, washcaps.com. Let me ask you this, and I understand it's a bit of a tough place, and I apologize in advance for that, as you write for the team site, but I am just curious. I mean, you mentioned vague, like, that's what hockey injuries are. Danny and I joked you could shoot somebody in the face and they'd say it's an upper body and we'll see if he comes back next shift.
Yeah.
And I actually think it's ridiculous in 2024 with like people betting on the sport and everything. Having said
that, I'm
just curious about, like, would they announce if it was, like, they're saying week to week, if they knew right now or assumed right now that it was something very serious that could be season ending, would they even announce that? Like, I'm viewing this as optimistic, but I remember being told Tom Wilson had torn his ACL right after that playoff game where he got hurt, and they were still doing the charade before every single game. No Tom Wilson tonight. We'll see tomorrow. And he'd had a torn ACL the whole series.
Well, but Tom was actually trying to come back from that, too. My barometer was Connor Brown a couple of years ago tore up his knee. I don't know if it was ACL or MCI. And right away they said, yeah, he's out. He's out for the season. So I think, and that was the case. You know, he wasn't trying to come back. He wasn't going to, I'm going to give it a go and see if I can't fight through this. He was out for the season, and they announced that right away. So that's kind of what I'm hanging my hat on here, Grant, is the fact that they didn't say that right away. But, I mean, I don't know that they don't look at him tomorrow and then say that, right? They want to get him examined by their own doctors. So that happens tomorrow, and then hopefully we learn more. But, again, the fact that they didn't say he's out for the season week to week to me is better than that.
Well, for sure.
And maybe that's a low bar, but all we got.
We're looking for silver linings here. And Vogues, not that there's ever a good time for something like this, but this feels especially bad, as he is just – you know, white hot at this point. He's center of the sun and flame. He was on his way to another hat trick last night. Five goals over two games, as this Capitals team cannot stop scoring. Even with a slightly sluggish start to be expected, second out of the back-to-back, they're scoring at will, it seems like. It's a shooting gallery. And now what happens? It just feels like just so devastating.
It's crazy. It's 24 goals in their last four road games, which is nuts. especially when you think back to last season and how difficult it was for this team to score. And it's not like they're going out and pouring 40 shots on the net either. They're getting 25, 30, and six of them are going
just juicy.
In. And you know, Ohed scored in five straight periods before he got hurt in the sixth period. You know, it's funny. Every one of those games on that trip, they took a 4-2 lead into the third. You know, he's set up for that empty netter in Vegas. He was set up for it again last night. If that injury didn't happen, he probably would have had a chance to bag one later on, or you know, maybe even another power play. But I was talking with the guys I was watching the game with last. I don't think I've ever seen a guy score in five straight periods. I don't know that the NHL tracks that kind of stuff, but what he's doing, what we've seen him do here in the first month plus of the season is otherworldly to me. He's the oldest guy to lead the league in goals, and that's applicable to anyone who's scored more than 10 or, you know, 10 or more. Obviously, someone could score a couple on opening night at the age of 40 and say, oh, I'm leading the league. But this is legit. Like, this guy's leading the league a quarter of the way through the season in goals. He's the oldest guy to do it. He's breaking all kinds of records, setting records. I mean, last night he victimizes his 178th different goaltender, ties another NHL record. Every time he turns around, he's rewriting the record book, and now it's, you know, it's all on pause, and we don't know how long it's on pause. So yeah, it's frustrating, and yeah, it's really unfortunate too, because I mean, we were witnessing history, and he was chasing it.
And he was hunting it. I mean, he was flying.
Walking it down, man.
He was on a, you know, what's the fastest jet in the military right now? Does anybody know? He was on that.
Yeah, that's not my realm.
Yeah, me either. 900 miles an hour, I'll say. He was flying.
Yeah.
Vokes, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. And thanks for as much insight as we can get right now. I mean, it's hard to get the info, but that's good intel. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Talk you got to it. You soon.